The well-known Boise River Greenbelt does not appear on a list from the outdoor recreation site theactivetimes.com. Much smaller cities like Boulder, Colorado, and Eugene, Oregon, did make the list for their bike paths. Amy Stahl isn't sure why Boise didn't make the list. She's with Boise's Department of Parks and Recreation, the agency that manages the popular bike path. She points out that the Greenbelt stretches along the Boise River for most of its 25 miles and is mostly paved. Stahl says much of the path connects to the downtown core, something mentioned as key to picking the top bike paths in the U.S. But Stahl isn't worried about the Greenbelt's reputation outside of Boise. She says major magazines like Outside and Sunset have highlighted the bike path in other best-of lists.
It's known as an amenity that Boise can be proud of, and we invest in it to make sure it continues to be so, and we believe it stands up well against any other pathway in any city in the country.
Stahl says Parks and Rec receives $250,000 annually for Greenbelt maintenance. There has been some critique of the management and maintenance of the path. The Ada County Highway District maintains and builds existing bike lanes, but it's Parks and Rec that's in charge of the Greenbelt. Stahl says the department is working with ACHD on a system that will make it easier for pedestrians and bicyclists to access the river and find safe routes on streets. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.